the Clumber are 121 to 9 points down, and whether going to finish this game with 13 men. Kevin McNairn with a straight red, and now Eric Carr has just picked up his second yellow as well. So really disappointing day for Leigh Clumber. So little has gone right for them. Here comes by James Maguire, and he makes it 122 to 9 points. Big Maguire, he's had a great game in the middle of the pitch here, and well, Carrick McCross, I'm sure they weren't expecting to win just quite as comfortably as they have here today, but they were 1-8 to 2 points up at half time, and Leigh Clumber haven't scored since the 47th minute. Maguire, Aaron Lynch, Stephen O'Hanlon have all kicked scores, and they have been really impressive, Carrick McCross. And well, it's all over here now, 122 to 9 points, and Carrick McCross will sail through into the semi-finals. They were 1-8 to 2 points up at half time. 1-1 to no score up after 6 minutes, a goal and a point from Donna Swinburne, and well, they were just much the better team in the second half. Aaron Doherty got a 2-pointer early on, and there was 4 points in the row for Leigh Clumber at one stage in the second half, but Carrick McCross with their quick and nippy forwards, they just always were able to get through for scores at the other end. And well, on this evidence, they'll take a good bit of beating in this championship. I think they play either the Derry or Armagh champions in the semi-final, and they'll fancy their chances of going deep into the championship. Leigh Clumber, well, they'll be disappointed, of course, such deserving winners of the Donegal championship, but well, they didn't really have to come from behind in any of those games today. They did, and they just didn't have the answers against a slick Carrick McCross side who won their championship just 2 weeks ago. So full time score here, Kieran, from Inishkeen, it is Carrick McCross Emmets 122, it is Leigh Clumber 9 points.